Chris Morning Update, Sunday, May the 29th. You are where you live, at least when it comes to your income and spending. Virginia Beach is perhaps the cheapest place to live and save money when taking income, cost of living, and the unemployment rate in that city into account, according to a study released this week by personal finance site Go Banking Rates. It was followed by San Antonio, Oklahoma City, Omaha, and Arlington, Texas. The report analyzed the largest 60 cities in the U.S. Virginia Beach had the highest median income, $66,634 per year, and a median home listing of $279,000. San Francisco was the worst city for saving money and had the highest median monthly rent at $4,500. It also had the highest average gas price, $3.16 per gallon, and median home listing $1.2 million. Bakersfield, California has the highest unemployment rate at 11.5% in March 2017. Researchers crunched data on the median household income from the U.S. Census Bureau average unemployment rate in each city from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the median home listing price, and monthly rent from real estate site Zillow. The average gas price from GasBuddy.com and the monthly cost of groceries per household from Numbeo, an aggregator of consumer prices. The most expensive places to live and save money: San Francisco, Los Angeles, Oakland, California, New York City, and Anaheim, California are probably not a surprise to those who live there, though in a global context, those cities don't even make the top 10 most expensive cities according to the Economist Intelligence Unit. Zurich, Singapore, Hong Kong, and Switzerland top that list. San Francisco is popular for technology graduates despite being one of the most expensive cities to live in a similar but separate study released last month. Ralph McLaurin, chief economist for real estate Trulia, and Jed Kolkol, chief economist for career site Indeed.com, joined forces to strike a balance between job availability and house affordability for graduates. In that study, six metro areas stood out. Seattle, Hartford, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Detroit, and Dayton were all deemed more affordable than most other markets with similar job opportunities. A big New York City or Bay Area salary won't go far on the housing market for new graduates. Just 3% of Metro New York listings were affordable at the median local recent graduate household income it found. But actually, it would take millennials 24 years to save up for a down payment on a Bay Area condo. So based on the current rate of savings, and even with a little financial help from their parents and others, the average American millennials would have to save for 12 years to get a 20% down payment on a condo, according to a survey of 24,000 millennials renters across the nation released Friday by apartment rental site Apartment List. A 20% down payment on the median apartment condo price nationwide is roughly $54,400. The problem is particularly bad in many California cities where real estate markets are super pricey. In San Jose, with median condo price at $729,000, in San Francisco at $702,000, and San Diego at $377,000, and Los Angeles at $420,000, saving for a down payment would take more than 19 years. Despite recent improvements in the labor market, millennials face a severe shortage of affordable entry-level homes in many parts of the country, the report notes. This leaves millennials with difficult choices. Extend their budget and purchase at higher debt-to-income ratios, heighten the risk of mortgage default, migrate to more affordable areas, or delay buying a home altogether. Delaying or avoiding buying a home is exactly what they do, as Barron noted earlier this year. Millennials should have a current home ownership rate of nearly 40% today if they follow the path of their parents. BTIG analyst Carl Reichardt wrote, instead, home ownership for their age bracket is at a record low, around 35%. But there is hope for millennials in some cities. In Kansas City, for example, you only have to save for 5.5 years to save up for $26,000 down payment you will need, Department List notes. In Las Vegas and Miami, also have relatively short timeline for savings, both at 6 years. And that's for Sunday Special Edition. Stay tuned for update on Monday.